if we all had that type of energy to want to hurry up and sing about the Lord and to worship Him tonight, we could make a big difference in this world in which we live in. In the book of Hebrews, in the 4th chapter, this morning we preached about that there is no rest to be found. That in this life, we all have our days, our times of trouble and affliction. And I will say, as long as I've come to the conclusion, as long as we're in this flesh, we're going to have to contend with the devil. We're going to have to contend with the trouble that he brings against us. And you've heard me say this often in the last few years, that you would think that there comes a day that you come to a certain age and the devil will just leave you alone. But I haven't found it yet. And if he won't come against you, he'll come against those that you love. He'll come against your brothers and sisters in the church. But tonight I want to bring you some words of comfort from God's Word while you pray for just a few minutes of time this evening. In the book of Hebrews, in the 4th chapter, he says it like this, if you would like to stand. He said in the 7th verse, let me start with the 5th verse if it be all right. And he said, in this place again, if they shall enter into my rest, seeing therefore it remaineth that some must enter therein. And they to whom it was first preached entered not in because of unbelief. Again he limiteth a certain day, saying in David, today after so long a time, as it is said, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. For if Jesus had told them or had given them rest, then would he not afterward have spoken of another day? Listen to verse 9. There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. For he that is entered into his rest, he hath also ceased from his own works, as God did from his. Let us labor therefore to enter into his rest, that rest, lest any man should fall after the same example of unbelief. And stop reading there at verse 11. You can be seated in the house of the Lord. I'd like to preach for a few minutes about this day of rest that we have coming to us as children of God. Sometimes I hear people talk about all the things that we as a church collectively and we as individuals have gone through, and some of the things that we have had to face in our lifetime. And I never expected that I would see things the way they are today. I never thought that I would see such reality of the Bible coming to fruition, when the Word said that the Son of Man could not come lest first there be a great falling away. And we look at church membership and church attendance, and it's probably as high as it could ever be. But when I look at a great falling away, I think of more than just church attendance. Anybody can go to church, but not everybody is going to worship the Lord. And sometimes I have to remind myself that those that stand for the Word of God, Jesus said, you shall suffer persecutions. You will not, if I can paraphrase it, you will not be the most popular. Will you not be the one where most people will flock? But they will go after those that are, because that speak nice and because they have itching ears and they want something said to them that's going to please them. But being pleased in the flesh does not satisfy the soul. The soul is what makes man and woman what we are today. And the flesh can be satisfied today and 5 minutes later be in turmoil. Because we depend upon the circumstances going on around us and the things that's happening. But David said in the book of Psalms, in the 95th chapter and 11th verse, that there is coming a day of rest for the children of God. If anybody knew about trouble, if anybody knew about how that the devil as a roaring lion can go and try to devour his household, David knew what he was talking about. But David said, it's not always going to be like this, because there's coming a day of rest to those that believe in God and believe upon His Word and worship Him the way that He has told us to worship Him this evening. And He said, how is it that we worship Him? The Bible says that God is a spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. So if we're going to have, if we're going to please God, we must do it by the working of His Word in our life and allowing Him to bless us. In the Greek, this word rest goes right with the message this morning, because this word has three different translations to this word rest. And the first one that it is defined as is that rest from toils and troubles. That there's coming a day, church, that we will no longer have to endure trouble and toils in our lives. Many of us today, we're looking forward to that. And sometimes, and we all want to stay in, as long as we can, and that was made mention of just a little bit ago. But there's days that I think we look at everything that's going on around us, and I wonder how much worse is it going to get before the Lord comes? And if He tarries His coming, how much more will I or you as individuals be able to bear? But I want to encourage all of us tonight that there's coming a day of rest from all of the toils and troubles. We're going to a place where we'll never get any more bad news. Amen? No more bad news will come. And many of us, and I say us, we've had our share of bad news. But thank God there's coming a day when there'll be no more bad news, when we gather on the other side of the river. The other part of that is that we will rest. The other Greek word says that we will rest from our labors, that we'll not work anymore. The Bible says to work while it's day, because the night cometh when no man can work. If we're going to do anything for God, we better be doing it while we have the day. We better be doing it while we've got time, because our time is swiftly passing us by. I never thought that when I was young that one day I would wake up and be at this point in my life. I seen it for everybody else, but I didn't see it for me. I said this the other day to myself, and I almost laughed when I said it to myself. It's amazing that we can see everybody else getting old, but we can't see ourselves. Isn't it? One of the deacons, and he's not here, so I can share this with you. He told me a few months ago, he said, the church has been pretty easy on you. He said, because you've not aged like a bunch of them have. Talking about pastors and preachers. But I know that he needs glasses. Amen. But there's coming a day that I will rest from all my labors. All the work that we do, we better be doing it while we've got time. Because time is coming where there's people that would love to get up and sing another song, and they can't. There's people that would love to get up and preach another message, but they can't. People that would love another opportunity to come to the house of the Lord, but they can't. We don't know how much longer we're going to have to labor. And folks, let me tell you, when you can't is when you wish that you could. And when you can and you don't, we'll have to make up for it. We'll have to pay for it. Because the Bible says that we'll have to give an account for every idle word that we have not spoken. Many of us is going to have to worry enough about for those words that we have spoken, but we're also going to have to give an account for those that we have not spoken. So he says that this day of rest is when we're going to rest from our labors, and we're going to rest from our toils and trouble. But he also says that we're going to rest spiritually. Because when your physical and your mental is in upheaval, it's hard for your spirit to be at rest. In fact, my spirit gets restless until I can feel the Spirit of the Lord come by and bring a calming or a smoothing over my soul so that it will rest and I'll be able to find the comfort that I have need of. When your whole life is tore up, it's hard to find any rest whatsoever. But when you can get with God and have the rest in your spirit, folks, it will take care of everything else that's troubling you all around. Because it doesn't take, God did not say He's going to take care of all the aches and pains and all the trouble we would have in this life, did He? He never promised us that there would be a whole life that once we submitted unto Him that we would never have any more trouble. He did not say that. But what He did say is that no matter what we go through, He would go through it with us. He would go it through with us. And when I think about Him going through with us, folks, that gives us the encouragement that we stand in need of, because I treasure you and I treasure this church and I treasure my family. But folks, there's things that we go through individually that family and church cannot go through with us. But there is nothing that we face that God cannot go through with us. I often use the illustration that I have been there with some of you, and when you was at a bad time in your life and going down the hospital corridor, and there would come a point that they would stop us, and Sister Carlene, they'd say, the family has to stay here and we could not go back and be with you on the other side of the wall. But there is nobody that can stop God from going right into the room with you and be there and have an angel to watch over you. There's rest when the Spirit of the Lord comes by, that no matter what we face, people sometimes have said, this is pretty catastrophic news that has come about your illness or your situation. But folks, we need to read what the Bible says. If God sends the healing, we win. If God doesn't send the healing, we win. If God sends the answer we have to our circumstance, we win. If God sends the answer and people won't receive it, we still win. Because if God walks with us, if God be for us, who can be against us? People say, well, if people, just because God's for you doesn't mean that your life is going to be any better. I dispute you by not just the Word of God, but by experience. I know that life is better with God than life is without God. I know it's better. How do I know it's better? Because I see the lives that the devil has entrapped with his lies and his hearsays. And he's got people believing a lie straight from hell that is damning their soul for all eternity. People say, well, they don't have to worry about it because when they die, that's just the end of it. They're dead. But folks, every soul is going to live somewhere. They're going to live somewhere. You're either going to live in heaven or you're going to live in hell. And people say, well, I thought they was dead. Read the rest of what the Bible says. The Bible says that death and hell shall deliver up all that they have in their bounds. Do we not know that there's going to be two resurrections? A resurrection for those that's going to enter into eternal rest, and a resurrection for those that's going to enter into eternal torments away from God and away from their people. People don't like to hear that, but that's what the Bible says. There's going to be a day of rest for God's people. Our bodies are wearing out. Time is running out. I don't know how much longer we have, but I do know this, that as long as we're working for the Lord, He said, if you lose your life for my sake, you shall have life in heaven. He told the disciples that as He sent them out. He said, if they come against you and they take your life, He says, great will be your reward in heaven. He told the apostles as He sent them out that there's not going to be a whole lot of rest. But what he did say is that you will find everything that you have need of, because they did not even take their coats. They didn't pack a bag. They didn't even take a pair of extra shoes with them. But you know what God did? He gave them rest. He gave them all that they had need of. Sometimes go back, and this is not for our message tonight, but sometimes go back and look at the 40 years that the children of Israel were walking in the wilderness. I don't read anywhere where they had to stop and make another pair of shoes. The leather or the soles did not wear out. And some of us can't keep a pair for a year. But theirs never wore out. The Bible says that this day of rest that he's talking about, and the rest that is coming to God's people, and it's only to God's people tonight. The church ought to be able to say amen to that. It's only God's people that's going to have this rest. But he also says in the book of Revelations, in the 14th chapter, in the 13th verse, he says that there is coming a day. He said that when they saw the great multitude that was there, and the question was that, ask about who it was. He said, these are those that's come through great tribulation and had their robes washed white, and they have rest from their labors, and their works do follow them. Sometimes we wonder if we're getting the message across. Sometimes we wonder, church, if God is hearing our prayers. But I want to give you an example that you don't have to go to the Bible to find that is real and that you know about here in the church as well. For many years, Brother Harvey and Sister Ruby prayed for their children and for their grandchildren. And I talked to Brother Harvey over the years about his children that was lost, and he was concerned about them, and we just kept praying and praying. Sister Ruby the other night was sharing with us about how proud she is about all that God has done for her and her family. People say, well, how is that all accomplished? It's accomplished because moms and dads don't give up praying. They keep praying. Moms and dads, we got to work because our rest is in our soul, yes. But our rest is not at hand until our eyes are closed in death. We need to keep working and keep praying, keep teaching and keep telling people that there is a God that loves them and wants to save them from that place of torments. And people say, why did you mention that? I believe with all my heart that if we tell people about the Lord and keep praying for them, folks, that'll be some of the works that's going to follow after us. That's going to continue in this life until God takes them home. And when he takes them home, they're going to come after us. I've got loved ones that's waiting over there. I've got church family that's waiting over there. And you know what? Tonight, and I thank people that tell me they're praying for us, I am where I am at today because people cared enough for me in years gone by to mention my name to the Lord. And folks, there are people that you and I know that we need to take before God because they're not at rest. They're in upheaval because the devil is working against them. And if he can work in the mind, he can get your soul in such perplexity that you don't know whether, as Granny used to say, whether you're coming or going, because he's got you all just messed up. But I know how to put the devil on a run. Could somebody start singing a good old song every once in a while? That when you're in the car, you're there at the house, or maybe you fellas are out in the boat, even no matter at work, wherever you may be at, if somebody can start singing a song, you know what the Bible says? Even the demons, even the devils tremble at the name of Jesus. The next time that the devil comes against you and tries to get your life all in uproar, tell him about whose you are. Tell him about the man who spoke and you walked down the aisle and gave your life to him and he saved your dying soul. Tell him about the last time that the Lord blessed you. People say, well, I have to go back and tell him about the day I got saved, and certainly we could tell him about that. But I don't have to go back to 1972 to come to a day that I know that God blessed me. Did he not bless us this morning? Did he not bless us this day? People say, well, you don't know what all I've been through this day. It doesn't matter what hell has brought against us. We are still blessed because we are God's people. People say that's hard preaching, but it's the truth. We have to keep working. There's so many souls that are still out there that's lost and undone. There's so many church folk that's out there that's away from the Lord. Not everybody that's saved is living saved. That'll preach. Not everybody that is saved is living saved. I've got family members that are saved and seem to have no concern over their unsaved children. I said it Wednesday night up at Brother Russell's. Folks, when I was growing up, Brother Bill, we was taught that you get saved and you live right and you do right, because if you don't, God will get recompense upon your life. We're not being preached and told that anymore. We're being told in our society today, get saved and then just go out and do whatever you want to and you'll be all right because you're saved. That's not what the Word of God says. That's why Baptists have a reputation amongst sister denominations that y'all just get saved and then you can just do whatever you want to. That's not the Word of God. If that was the Word of God, then Jesus died for nothing. But Jesus said, get saved, live right, and you'll have rest. You'll have rest. And folks, don't get me wrong. Every one of us has trouble, but there are times of rest, is there not? Sometimes they're few and far in between. Sometimes my best rest is when it's just me. Because then I'm able to talk to the Lord. But more than that, instead of me talking, sometimes I just need to listen. Because there was a sister that told us, Brother Russell, and I'll share this. You talking about rest. Brother Russell shared with us the other night that for months he prayed that God would let him enter into eternal rest. He prayed for God to take him. And that's when he was so bad. Y'all remembered he was confined and everything. And he told us, and this will bless you here and I tonight here at the church. He told us there on Wednesday night, he said, but one night he said it was just as plain as God was speaking to him. He says, change your prayer. He said, I changed my prayer, and it wasn't very long until I was no longer confined to the bed, but I was up and walking around. See, God, the rest that we're looking for may not be the rest that God wants to give us. Now, there'll come a day that we'll all have to leave. But until God is finished with us, we're not going to enter into that eternal rest. We've got another road to hoe. We've got another song to sing. We've got another message to preach. But church, let me tell you, we will enter into that rest. David told us about it. God has told us about it since the beginning of time. God did not make heaven as an afterthought. It was a forethought before man was ever created as an eternal resting place for our souls and for our glorified bodies likened unto Him. Tonight, as Robin Sharon gives us a song, I want to make an invitation like this. There's some times we all look at everything going on around us and we wonder, Lord, how much more is going to happen? How much more is going to come by my way? And folks, it does not just rain on the just. It rains on the unjust. Everybody has their troubles. Those of us that work a public job, we hear it all the way around us. People talk about all the troubles and trials that they have, all the difficulties that they have to go through. And most of them say that their remedy is they're going to go out and have a good drink and take care of it. Only to find out that when the bottle is empty, the trouble is still there. And it's gotten none the better, but in most cases, it can even get worse. My answer may not be in a bottle. It may not be anything that you can touch with the natural hand. But my answer is that no matter what trouble, what rain comes into our life, that we have a God that we can go to. And let me close with this. We don't have to spend all day telling about what we're going through. Sister Dottie, He already knows what we're going through. He already knows what we're facing. And if we want rest, we have to ask God to send us that rest, that peace, that calm that our lives stand in need of. While you stand, they sing a verse of a song. Just follow your hearts tonight. Just follow your hearts. There's coming a day that all this will be far behind us. Far behind us. Yes. Yes. Ye that are weary, no rest can be found unless God sends it. While they pause for just a minute, I, like so many others, have prayed and prayed. And have you ever prayed about a situation or a need? And it seems like you just can't find any peace with the prayer. Seems like the answer really doesn't come. And a lot of times it's because we're trying to tell God how He needs to answer our prayer. Or we're trying to get God to change His mind about His answer. It's hard for us while we're going through to understand. Folks, you and I don't always know what's best for us. Because you see, we can't see tomorrow. So we need to just ask God to help us to find the rest that we need for the circumstance that we're facing. And there's a song that says, He whispers sweet peace to me. Yesterday as I was driving, I was thinking of that song. Anybody else just allow the songs, you sing them in your mind. You don't sing with an audible voice, but you're there and it's, that song is just being played. The reason why is God knows what we need. He knows what you need. And while they sing just one last verse of this song, I ask you, if it's that peace, that rest that you're looking for, and I'm not talking about the eternal rest, but folks, God's able to give us rest while we're here. It's a shame that we can't enjoy what God has given to us, because the devil's always trying to snatch it right out of our hands. He's pleading tonight. Yes. Follow your hearts tonight. Yes, help them sing this chorus. Come on home. Yes. Bless you tonight. I pray that you got something from these songs and this word. Yeah. Bless you, Brandon.